everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adults Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean, and across the way, Danny. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. So, I was thinking one day this week, you always open the show with, you're the host, and I'm your sidekick, so to speak.
It's just phrasing.
It's not. Answer. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Riddle me this.
Yes.
If you're the host, and I'm your sidekick, and you being the host, being the Batman of the show, so that would make me the Robin to your Batman. Which Robin would I be?
Dick Grayson. So that way you have the most goofiest outfit to wear.
Okay. At least you didn't pick Jason Todd, the one that people paid money to vote to have murdered by the Joker.
That's why I didn't let the audience pick. We would have saw if Solid Snack had a thumbs up or a thumbs down on your life.
I know a friend of the show, Mr. Chavo, told me the story about that when that comic came out. Mm-hmm. That he, in fact, did call the hotline number a couple times, dropped more than a few dollars to vote to have Jason Todd killed. That's how much people hated him.
Wow. Whoa.
Only for him to like randomly show up again later and piss everyone off. And I think they're just testing the waters because he was in there for a few issues. Mm-hmm. And then it was revealed that it was just Clayface fucking with Batman.
Yes.
But then they also did bring him back again later, much, much later. But yeah,
they're like, this is the real one.
I'd rather have to wear a goofy outfit and get to have sex with both Starfire and Power Girl than get hit over the head with a crowbar and then exploded in a warehouse as I'm dying. So
I'm looking at my options. Looking at my options. That's too funny.
I was just
thinking about it, dude. So Jason Todd comes back, but somehow he's an adult. Like, how did he come back and age so much? Like,
he was in training. Ugh. The Lazarus Pits and then the training.
I got you. Whatever. Why nobody cares about comics anymore.
Yeah, it's all
about watching your 30th episode of Ezekiel. So I started watching, obviously, the new seasons that have started. I have some respect that we get the whole thing over with in 3 minutes. They're just like, all right, we're not going to tell this stupid, like, 25-minute story just so that way the character gets killed and gets put in a new world in the last 5 minutes. It's just like quick flashbangs, and it's like, oh, I guess I'm here, and like I'm in this, and like it's like fast forward mode. I will say it is much more pleasurable to watch. I appreciate them fast forwarding this.
Your attention span can only take so much.
I could only watch like the killing scene and all this truck coon. I mean, yes, it's cuts out truck coon out of anime, but I mean, I really don't need to watch 25 minutes just to. It's like at that point, you might as well call it episode zero and tell me to come back next week.
Go outside to look at the end times, the sign of the end times that wasn't the sign of the end times. Nothing happened.
Yes, I went outside and I was in the 90% area for the eclipse this past Monday, which when we post this show will be much later.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I forgot about it until like a buddy of mine, he flew to St. Louis and then drove to some small town so he could be in the 100th percentile.
Yes.
And also at some point go to a baseball game in St. Louis.
That's pretty cool. I guess.
But in the couple hours post eclipse,
Mm-hmm.
there were two Googled terms that were the basically the most searched terms on the Googles.
Is the world ending?
No,
Oh.
even dumber.
Oh.
It makes me lose all faith in everything, these two search terms.
Oh
They're both a variant of the same question,
boy.
but just posed different ways.
Is the We Are Adult show gonna be get good?
No, that's people already know that's not going to happen.
Oh,
They're not going to waste their finger typing points for that. No, the search terms are "my eyes hurt" and "why do my eyes hurt?"
yeah, fair enough. I guess when you're staring at the sun and you don't think about it.
I saw pictures of people using their makeshift on Reddit with their makeshift eclipse glasses. I
Yes.
think my favorite was a guy just looking through a sideways empty bottle of olive oil.
Yes. That was the best one. The olive oil will protect me.
Glasses isn't clear, it's green, right?
Save
It'll
me.
protect me.
Yes.
Oh, and Lowe's in one of the cities that was like 100% tile. They had put up signs in front of their welding stuff, basically saying any welding mask spot like that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday were non-returnable.
Yes.
And it's like, well, I mean, I understand kind of why, but also, what if, I don't think everyone's going to buy it, right? They're not used really, they're just annoying.
Maybe, who knows?
But yeah, that was. I just want, it's not Costco, man. You can't bring back a TV you bought in 2009, in
Did you?
2024.
Yeah, you saw that
Yeah.
shit? What the
Or
fuck?
bring back, go slice up all your watermelon out of the rind and then return the rind.
This is a bad
Get your money back quick.
watermelon. Oh,
Yes. Oh, man. What you drinking?
have a
Drinking for
very
me.
special beer for a very special episode, Danny. You know what episode it
Okay.
is?
No. It's 298, right?
No, it's not.
It isn't? It's not 298?
No, it's not 298. This is the big one. This is actually
Oh, it is? 'Cause...
300. Yeah.
Oh, I looked this week and it was 298. 297 was the last episode on the iTunes.
Joke's on you. Somebody posted 297 twice.
Well, then that'd be 299. We're one away.
Yeah,
Somebody can't.
I'm posting 299 after this. We're recording 300. Last week should have been 298. When I
Oh.
posted, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought this was like
Yeah.
299.
Yeah. No. 300.
Somebody can't well,
Can't count.
yay.
Yay.
Gonna do the Kermit the Frog, put your arms above your head and just yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, episode 300. The best award I could get. That's the best one I could
That's
afford.
the best for free. That's the freest horn we can get.
Yes.
Yeah, no, because I ran into somebody. I told you I went to the Kings Ducks game before we started recording, and there's a brewery called Noble Ale Works that's basically halfway between where the Ducks and the Angels play.
Yes.
And you can go there before the games and park your car and pregame, get all beered up, and then just walk over to either stadium and leave your car there for free. And then walk back and then post game because they're still open.
Nice. That's a pretty good
But I ran
setup.
into it is, man. So I ran into this guy that does the podcast called the Tap Room Podcast. And I was talking to him, and he was going to the Angel game because he like looked day of, found decent tickets at Angel Stadium for $6.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not an Angels fan. He's like a Braves fan, which whatever for baseball. He's
Weak.
all over the place. He's like Braves.
Braves fan don't even like the Braves. They're good. They barely even sell out
Right?
the
He's a Braves fan, Avalanche fan,
What?
and worst of
Whoa.
all, Packers fan. Kind of idiot's a Packers fan.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Better than being a Bears fan.
It is. They're barely an organization.
Hey-o!
So anyways, 300 episode beer.
Yeah. Woo! This is, I don't know if this is from Fajor or Tavor, but it is from Welding Works. It's the Chocolate Chip Flapjack Special. It's a milk stout brewed with chocolate chips, maple syrup, vanilla, milk sugar, and cinnamon in collaboration with Tavor. Not Fajor, Tavor.
So it must be from Tavor? Because I don't think your father does the Tajor, the Tavor to the his house and then to you.
I don't think so.
He does that. I go to the local bottle shops and get what I can find and then send it to you.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was sitting on my shelf. I had to put it in the fridge this weekend. I was like, better put it in there. It is a 11% ABV, 22% proof for whiskey fans. I'm practicing my math. It smells really good. If I smelt this, I would be like, wow, this is some really good cake. I would really want to eat with a glass of milk. That's how chocolatey rich it smells.
Yeah, one of the everywhere beers that I got from the membership, they did a German chocolate cake beer, which basically just tasted like someone pureed, liquefied a slice of chocolate cake, and then fermented it to get you drunk.
Yes,
in whiskey barrels.
Yeah, I want to get the I was thinking about getting the Whistle Pig maple syrup, but that just seems too expensive for maple syrup. I think it's only $22. It's really not that much.
It's worth it though. It's really good.
Oh, you they had it before?
Yes, they had it at La Bodega a while ago. And then I bought one bottle at like retail.
Yeah.
And then I went back and they had two or three bottles left, half price clearance. Yoink. Scoop those right up.
Yeah. So you got a bunch of maple syrup at your house, or you've already eaten?
I did. That was like a while ago. That was pre-pandemic times when I did that.
Did you just buy a kiddie pool and just pour maple syrup over yourself?
Eggo waffles, my friend. Yeah. I'm an adult.
Just take an Eggo waffle and wipe your body the maple syrup off your body and just eat it.
Yes.
Ugh, gross.
In the you know, like the chocolate fountains, but it was a butter fountain right next to it. I just threw butter in the chocolate fountain, just dunked the Eggo in the syrup fountain, and then
just drinking out of the top of it like it's a water fountain at school. Just like,
or you know when they do it with wine or whatever, people just come and they take their wine glass and pour, like stick it under and refill it. So I was just a goblet of butter and a kiddie pool of maple syrup.
Chocolate chip flapjack special. It tastes like exactly like it says. It is pretty sweet. You are getting everything that they put on the list. Chocolate chips, maple syrup, vanilla, cinnamon. I don't know if you can taste milk sugar, but it tastes sweet, so you must. But it's pretty good.
There goes the glass of milk that you were asking for. Yeah. Right there. It's already in there.
Fuck, man. I need milk to drink this beer with. It's pretty good, though. It is sweet, but it is good. This would definitely be one to pick up if they ever redid the collaboration. So, I'm not sure.
Buy a glass of milk and just make chocolate milk with it.
I might go get some, I might go over there and get some rice milk out of my fridge.
Some vanilla ice cream and make a, that would be like a good float beer.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I could definitely see that, but wow. Woo. Woo. Sweet.
Sweet. It's a, like they say on the Untapped Cool Kids, it's a bottle share hero.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like if somebody gave me like 3 ounces of this, I would be super excited to drink it. versus a
you
bottle.
You might even be like, hey, can I get like, you would drink it and you're like, you know what? I think maybe I want like another ounce of this.
Right.
And a little, in a little bit, like to set aside for later. Let it warm up, maybe bring out some more flavors. But yeah, once you've opened it, you're pot committed to all 20 ounces of it, 22 ounces or whatever it is.
Yeah. Exactly. So I would definitely pick it up if people were into dessert stouts, dessert beers. This would be definitely on the top of the list. So
drink your booze, drink your dessert. I mean,
exactly.
It gets you diabetes drunk.
What are you drinking, Danny?
So I did something I surprisingly haven't done in my almost 50 years on this earth, Sean.
Dude, what are we going to do? I was just thinking about this. Like, what are we doing in a couple years? We got 50 and 40 coming up, man.
I know.
Jesus Christ. It's weird to think that, like, we'll have been friends for, like, 15 years. I'm just like, our friendship is now is a teenager. He's getting ready to get his permit.
So, at my work, I've been getting harassed, me and a couple other people, about injuries that we've had in the past. We're now considered high risk. I guess there's some sort of algorithm that I'd never heard of until the 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And because I'd gotten hurt a while ago, and one of my coworkers also got hurt a while ago, and we hadn't got hurt for a while. So they're like, well, they got hurt before. They're, according to the algorithm, they're bound to get hurt again, as opposed to, the people that haven't gotten hurt. And it's like, eventually they're going to get hurt.
And why don't you look at the dumbasses that you stick in trailers throwing boxes at them 100 miles an hour with 300 boxes of RE? Right.
but I told the guy, my boss's boss, when he was talking to me about it, I was like, look, man, it's been a long time since I got hurt. I said, a little bit of my toe that's missing can go buy its own beer right now if it was a baby that I'd given birth to.
Just be like, I would just look at him and go, you think I'm going to try this hard with my seniority?
Yeah, exactly. Because he was like, yeah, I do this and that. And I'm like, yeah, I don't do that anymore. That's what the new hire, that's what the Christmas, and like the younger kids are for, the part-timers are for. But yeah, I got hurt on Valentine's Day of 2003. And they went, it's like, well, I got to bring up old shit. You're not my wife.
Yeah, you are, right? You're fucking... Your long lost pinky toe could be fucking buying a beer now.
Yes.
That's such old news to even bring about. That's so dumb.
Well, yeah. It's like, they're laying off management, so they got to find ways to look busy and keep their job. Hey, what are you up to? I created this algorithm that makes it seem like people that got hurt decades ago are going to get hurt again. So now we have to go talk to them about not getting hurt.
Okay.
Okay, you're not laid off.
But we're not in a recession.
Right. Well, they're laying a bunch, they've already laid a bunch of management off, but they also hired too many people during the COVID times when we were like super busy.
Yeah.
And also Carol doesn't care about customers or employees at UPS. She only cares about the stockholders. the same thing she did at FedEx. I mean, at Home Depot. That's why you can walk into Home Depot now and like, before you walked into Home Depot, you'd have to beat off employees, and not in the fun way. Beat them up. Get away from me. I don't need any help. Leave me alone. You're like the 10th person to ask me for help. Now you got to run and tackle them like it's a greased pig. I have a question. I don't know anything about this department.
Why did you buy this online?
We're only here for people who are too old to use the internet.
I just pick orders, bro. Go at somebody else.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes I'm really glad I started this grocery shopping alone without my wife during the pandemic. Because, first of all, since all the lockdown in 2020, I think you can count on one hand the number of times she's gone grocery shopping with me. But the couple times we've gone places, like we went somewhere with her aunt, a grocery store there. So I'm not counting that necessarily because we weren't for us. But anyways, she was looking for something and she went up to talk to somebody, asking somebody a question. I'm like, dude, that guy doesn't work here. He's like, what are you talking about? He's stacking the shelves. I'm like, yeah, but he's not a Walmart employee. And so she went over there and asked for something. And the guy was nice and helped her and stuff. And
Yeah.
then, because he was like, oh yeah, I work for Frito-Lay. I'm stocking the Frito-Lay stuff, and that's all I do. And then she's like, oh, I didn't realize, like, got all apologetic to him. And I'm like, fucking told you he's not a Walmart employee. He's not even wearing anything blue.
Wow. Wow. I will get asked sometimes, people will ask me things. I'm like, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. What do you think I work here? Like, it'll just be like
Right.
random like Target or stuff. I'm like, I guess I've lived long enough to understand these things, but like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
we were
Go
at
look
Target one
over
time.
there.
We were at Target one time, and I knew what was going on, and I was waiting for my wife to figure it out because she had a couple people come up and ask her questions.
Oh. I know where this is going.
And she's like, as we were like getting ready to walk out, she's like, I don't know why all these people kept asking me where stuff is. And I'm like, look at your shirt and look at where we are. Yeah, she was wearing. And she's like, I'm not like in a uniform. And I'm like, look at all the employees. I said, the Target shirt is anything red above your waist and anything pants below the waist. So even shorts. Because like this was like when our nephew had the job there, and he was just wearing like a black shirt. And he was gonna after he left where we were, he was gonna go to work. And he was like, oh yeah, I don't have to change my shirt. I have like a red like sweater that I'll just throw on over my shirt. Yeah, as long as you have something red on.
Oh my God. Dude, anybody who wears red and khaki, I just fucking give it
Or
to.
jeans.
It doesn't I no, I'm pretty good about I don't yeah. I mean, if you're wearing red and jeans just in regular places, like maybe at Target, but the red and khaki,
Oh yeah.
yeah, I'm just like, I'm old school, man. Red and khaki. I don't
Followed closely by like that navy blue and khaki.
Exactly.
You got the Best Buy and the Walmarts there.
Yeah. I remember I told one of the other managers. It was just like, it's funny you say that because it's literally happened a couple of weeks ago. He got a little sarcastic with me. I'm like, what, you think this is Target? You can win with that? Because then he was wearing the red and khaki.
Yeah.
And he like looked down, he's like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Like, not thinking about it.
And guess what? It'll never happen again.
Exactly.
That outfit will never be worn in front of you again. He'll go to like grab it out of his dresser or whatever, and he's like, oh, "I'm gonna see Sean today. I gotta pick a different shirt."
Dude, I even did it to my girlfriend. Just like, you going to work at Target? Maybe I'm the problem.
No. It's even better if they're wearing that outfit and then you just out of the blue offer to take them to Target.
Want to go to Target? Making a
To see how long
drinking
it is before they
game.
get it.
Making a drinking game at home. Like, ah, man, you know how many drinks I gotta take when we get home? So many.
So, they got all these social media accounts where they're married couples and they kind of exaggerate the different jokes about being married.
Yep.
So I've seen a couple people recreate it, and it's a pretty good one where the wife's like, oh man, I gotta go to Target. And normally she wants to go by herself because the husband's there. It's like there's all these different variations of the husband's trying to stop their wives from spending money at Target.
Yeah.
But my favorite one is like, wife's like, oh, I gotta go to Target. And the husband's like, yeah, what you need? She's like, oh, we need to get like paper towels and soap and laundry detergent. The husband's like, all right. And so they'll pull into the customer pickup lane, and they're
Yeah.
like, what are you parking here for? And then somebody will come up and hand him the bag through the window, and he's like,
Oh,
oh, thank you very much. And she's like, what are you doing? And it's like, you said we needed three things. Check the we're in there, right? That's all
God.
we needed. Let's go.
Pretty much.
But so I went to I did a quick turnaround Chicago trip. with met up with a couple other guys out there. So flew out there Thursday. I was the next to last person to land, and so the guy that was after me relatively soon after. So I was like, you know what, man, I'll just wait at the airport and we'll, you know, catch a ride together. So this is one life hack I kind of learned was if you have time when you land in a strange city, do it when you land as opposed to when you're like going to leave. Just kind of look around the airport a little bit and figure out where stuff is. So that way when you're getting there to arrive, you're pretty fucking confident about you know where to go. Right?
Fair
So I was
enough.
waiting for him, so I checked out like the, you know, the terminal area, like the arrivals, see where I'm like, all right, well, that's where I gotta go and stuff, and figured out where the rideshare stuff was. So he shows up and it's like we're talking in the group chat. And a couple of guys were like, dude, just take the train. It's like $5 and it takes this long and stuff. And he looked up to see how much it was for like a Comfort Plus Uber. And it would have been like, it was like 20, less, it was like $30 or less. It was like under $30 with a tip. And he's like, well, do you want to take the train? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Those words Comfort Plus sound pretty enticing. That's why we have jobs, right? So we don't have to ride trains. You can sit in Comfort Plus. But they did have signs everywhere there, like, and I didn't think it would happen to me, but it's like, you know, if people are asking you for a ride, you probably shouldn't get in their car. And I'm like, who the fuck is offering random people rides at the airport? And so, sure enough, I'm waiting for him kind of where by where the Uber area is, because I found it, texting him and stuff, and some guy comes up and it's like, you know. Hey, my friend, you need a ride? And I'm like, stranger danger, I'm good. And so later on, we went back and he's, I'm like, you know, I told my friend, wait for a friend, and we get out there and he's still there. Hits us up again, and we're like, now we're good. Hits up a couple other people, and then someone's like, finally takes him up on his offer. And I tell my buddy, I'm like, pay attention to, remember his license plate and her face, because we might see it on the news later.
Jesus.
Right? Like, there's a reason why they say don't get into cars aren't Ubers. So anyways, so the night we landed, we're trying to figure out where to eat. And we went to this restaurant that has, I mean, well, it's a grocery store that chain that has a restaurant in it called, and there's a bunch of them around. There's one in LA that I got to take my wife to, but it's called Eataly. And so I was looking over and they had a cooler that had Italian beers and wines. And so I got, looking at it, I'm like, is that Italian? It looks Japanese, the label. But it's Ich Ichnusa, non-filtrata. It's a non-filtered Italian beer, but I mean that doesn't look Italian, right? Like
No, not really.
on the cap, it but the cap says it's, I mean it sounds Italian, but it's imported by Buon Gusto Limited, Chicago, Illinois. But there's nothing really else about it. But it is bottled and canned in Italy.
Interesting.
I mean, it looks like a basic wheatish beer. It's got the water, barley, malt, hops, and yeast. Pretty much meets the German purity laws. Oh man, dude, that's just, it's almost too light drinking.
Just drink it like water.
Dude, it's in a good way. It's 5%. This is an all day, all night, into the next day drinking beer, dude.
All day, all night.
Yeah, there's a brewery by me, and I one of my friends finally went, and he was like not that impressed by the beer. And I'm like, I was like, told him, I was like, you know what, man? It's not about being impressed by the place, dude. I said that beer is just a beer you can drink and not have to worry about thinking about anything other than I just want to open a beer and put it in my mouth hole.
I just want to
He's
get
like,
drunk.
right. And he's like, well, what about this, you know, session IPA or whatever? And I'm like, dude, I don't like IPAs. That's why I like this other beer that doesn't have a hoppy flavor to it. Oh man. So, but then when we were out there, we ended up, the main reason we were out there was to go to a Wrigley Field game, Dodgers Cubs. Dodgers Wrigley Field is pretty awesome. They put a new DraftKings sportsbook bar basically under the bleachers. So you can bet on sports before you go into the game. It's like Vegas set up. They got TVs.
How illegal? No.
No, it's legal now. It's like almost legal in every state, but California and like Utah, I think.
Fucking
The ones with like the Mormon
Puritans.
and the Mormons and the what's it called? The people that don't use technology that you lived by.
Oh,
And
the
Amish. The Mormons, the Amish, and the Californians apparently are the only people that don't like sports betting.
I guess so. We want to keep our sports players honest and not little be little cheaters out there.
Right. Or their interpreters who are taking the fall and getting paid out probably behind the scenes.
I thought he was suing him for like $16 million.
He is. You know, and it doesn't matter like whether he did it or not. People are gonna say he did it.
Yeah.
So I was surprised I didn't get hassled by anybody out there about that. There was only kind of one guy that was kind of being a dick because the Cubs won.
Oh, did they?
But I told my friends because he was like right by us and he was basically pointing at Dodger fans as they'd walk by him talking shit. And so I told my friends, I'm like, hey, just watch my back. I'll be right back. And so I went over to him intentionally and like, you know, threw out my fist, like, what's up, man? Good game. You guys won, man. And he tried to like, acknowledge the fist bump, but then tried to talk shit. And I'm like, yeah, man, good game, man, dude. Have a good one. And just walked away.
Yeah. Shut it down with kindness.
Yes. And so then we tried to go to this famous Chicago pizza place called Pequod's.
Yeah.
There was a 6 hour wait.
Whew. What the fuck?
I did go to one place I said I wasn't going to go to, but that was only because we were drunk. We went to this tiki bar called Three Dots and a Dash.
Yeah.
Pretty solid drinks. I had a strawberry banana sake drink.
Wait, why'd you say you weren't gonna go there?
No, not there. This is why I went there. I'm telling you
Oh.
why I went to the place I wasn't gonna go.
Oh, gotcha.
Because we went there and had a bunch of tiki drinks,
Yeah.
walked there from the hotel, and then we were walking back to the hotel and kind of took a little bit of a long way, like one block out of our way
Yeah.
to go to a Portillo's. But I guess
That's
out of the
random.
group, like I was me and the people in California are the ones that live by one, because one guy flew in from Colorado
Yeah.
and the other two flew in from Baltimore.
Yeah.
So they don't have Portillo's that they could drive to whenever they want to.
You're like,
I'm like, I was just there like last month.
Let's go somewhere else, guys. Come on.
Yeah,
More
so again,
authentic.
I told my wife before I left, I said, my goal out there is basically I'm gonna passenger princess and be Vegas drunk. I'm just there for the ride. So then Saturday we went to the Chicago Blackhawks against the Dallas Stars game.
Okay.
And one of the friend's fraternity brothers moved back out there. He had family, he lived in California for a while. Went back out there to be closer to his and his wife's family. But he picked us up in his ride that he had bought out here and is restoring to its original condition, a 1982 checkered cab.
Nice.
That was pretty fun driving around that in the city. I've gone to Dodger Stadium that a couple times. It's fun getting like people like pointing and like taking pictures and whatnot. We went to this restaurant, the Goat and something Tavern. I don't like the name escaped me, but it's famous because it was the inspiration for an old Saturday Night Live skit back when John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and all them were on there. Because of the way the owners are,
Yeah.
they basically tell you what you're getting. So we're sitting there before the game, and like pre-game in there, and it's like a 10-minute walk. And so he comes up. We can't even see the menus. And it's like, he's like asking me, he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, what are we getting? And I asked one of the other guys, because two of them were in line to get beer. And he's like, five. He's like, how many? I said, five. He's like, five double cheeseburger, five French fry. So like in the skit, they come in, they're like, give me a cheeseburger and a Coke. And he's like, no cheeseburger, hamburger, no Pepsi Coke, in his Greek accent.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was just a basic meat, cheese, and bun. Nothing extra fancy about it, but it was pretty well made. You know, they probably use the same meat supplier they have since whenever they opened.
Yeah.
And so we're at the game, and he hits me up, and I want to go back to Chicago. First of all, I didn't get a chance to go to any of the breweries I wanted to go to
Yeah.
because we're just kind of drinking other places.
Yeah.
But and we weren't close enough. It was like we were never closer than like 3/4 of a mile, so it wasn't like we could quick walk there.
Yeah.
But we ended up like at the game. They asked me, say, "Hey, what do you want to eat after the game?" And I'm like, "I don't even know what the fuck's around here. Why are you even asking me? Like, I don't care. Just pick something."
You're like, I'm a fucking tourist too, man. What the fuck?
I'm like, I said, I'm good with anything. I have no dislikes.
And they're like,
And so we ended.
McDonald's, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking punch you.
Yes, I think they would have punched themselves. So the guy with the cab, we let him make the pick, and he was trying to like not downsell the place, but he's like, "Yeah, you know, this is just basic, whatever. It's not that fancy." And when he was talking fancy, oh yeah, because he was like a ex chef who
Yeah.
also does runs a catering company.
Yeah.
And so when he's talking fancy, he's talking places where you go to spend $150 to $200 a person to eat.
Bro.
And I'm like, "Yeah, we're on vacation, dude, and we just left the hockey game. We're all hockey geared out. We're not
Yeah.
gonna do that." And so anywhere we went, there was people in baseball stuff, hockey stuff, and you can tell people on dates, they're all dressed fancy, couples. But it was a Greek place, the Greek islands.
Yeah.
Oh, and he just like basically gave the guy, he's like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna get wine for the table. We want something this." And he described it. He's like, "All right, this one right here." And he's like, "All right, because I don't know really know Greek wine." And then he's just like, "All right, I know we're gonna do family style. I know I want this and this. What else do you recommend?" And so he basically just let the guy pick our meal.
Yeah.
We got these like meatball things that were really good. The meat, the like, and we got lamb, and we got beef, and then the spinach kulaka is like a spinach wrapped in feta, wrapped in phyllo dough, and then baked. If you're in Chicago, dude, go to the Greek islands. It's like fancy. It's fancy enough that they got valet parking,
Is
but you can
that
come as you are.
just because it's like a big city and it's a pain in the ass to
Yeah, it's just a
park?
big city, and there's not really anywhere to park around there. And there's construction across the street and stuff. And so then we're walking. We're gonna go to this different bar after, and we ended up going to this Irish pub. And I'm so happy we did because they have signs everywhere being dog friendly. And so there was like a big old bulldog there that was just all splooted out on the floor, and all of their dogs was just like sending pictures to my wife. And I'm like, "Oh, I bet you wish you were here."
Finally, something to make her jealous.
Yes, well that, and then we oh. The first night we went to where we got the beer, this store, it was a downstairs is like a grocery store, Italian import grocery store. And then you go upstairs, and that's where they have all the wines and vinaigrettes and stuff. Vinegars, I mean, vinegars and like balsamic and olive oils. But they also have a full service restaurant there
Ooh, nice.
and a full bar. And
Fancy.
so I got this gnocchi with lamb ragu dish. I guess they have one in Washington, D.C. for sure, and they have one in Vegas, and they have one in Los Angeles.
Oh, I guess you know where you're going.
Yeah, so the place is called Eataly.
Okay.
Eataly. It's get it?
Yeah.
Because it's you're eating Italy.
That
Oh man. But yeah,
fits.
like you know, when I was getting ready to go out there and stuff, as it got closer, my wife was getting more and more jealous because I was going to Wrigley Field and doing a bunch of other stuff without her. But I told her I'm just scouting it out, and I think I need to go back there and probably spend at least a week in the city to go hit up take A, take her to places that I've already been to, and B, go to the breweries and bottle shops that I didn't get a chance to go to.
Yeah.
Chicago,
Fair enough.
and actually would like to go with you.
With
Nah, because
you.
one of the list of things that I would like to attend is the FOBAB. It's like Great American Beer Fest, but for barrel aged beers only. Festival of Barrel Aged Beer,
Nice.
FOBAB.
Yeah.
And so it's anything that's barrel aged. So it could be, farmhouse beers, stouts, barley wines,
Anything.
and yeah.
Anything, anything,
So like,
anything.
sometimes they throw it in wine barrels, so it doesn't have to necessarily be bourbon either. It's just
Yeah.
anything that's thrown in oak for any amount of time before
Okay.
it's served to you.
Do they have beer and alcohol?
No, it's just beer.
Okay. That wasn't true.
Festival of Barrel Aged Beers. But
Oh.
in the same vein that the city of Denver shows up for GABF, a lot of the breweries around there release specialty barrel aged beers.
Got you.
Like the big one is Revolution does
Mm-hmm.
their barley wine series that weekend.
Oh,
They released
gotcha.
their barley wine for the year.
You just want to have all those fancy barley wines. I see where this is going.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie and say no,
Oh,
but they do give awards for different categories, you know, best in this, best in that, and then best of show. I know a couple years ago, Bottlelogic like basically won it all with one of their barley wines.
gotcha. Okay.
So,
Not too shabby.
this brewery, and I don't know if people are overreacting or if I'm just an insensitive asshole,
Maybe.
but a brewery posted a beer and people got all up in arms because they felt that not only were they being offensive, but they're making fun of people with a disability question mark in the form of allergies. So this brewery released a beer. It was a peanut butter stout
Yes.
that they called EpiPen.
Okay. I mean, I can see why it's a little controversial. I get you. Okay.
They ended up taking down the social media post, and basically they're like, we'll sell what we've made, but we won't make it anymore. We didn't real you know the standard, you know, it was not our intention to offend anyone. We didn't realize that blah 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 blah. So they'll probably still make the beer, but they just got to come up with a different name.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Which
just a name.
in the right, which again, it's like, come on, it's not. I didn't think it was that serious. It's not like
It's a little bit in poor taste.
a little
I mean, it's not the
right.
most offensive thing, but I mean, it is a pretty jab shot.
So was taking an EpiPen.
So it is. So it
But so I don't know what they're gonna if they're gonna rename it. They didn't announce that, but yeah, they ended up pulling that down. Have you ever been to one of the Amazon grab and go shopping stores?
I have not.
I haven't been to an actual Amazon one, but they have set up similar at the Staples Center.
Okay.
And I did it at the Staples Center and did it where the Angels play, where you walk in. And it's funny because like my buddy did it and he had never done it before. And I was trying to explain it to him. And it's like, yeah, man, you just put your credit card in, you grab what you need, and you can just walk out. And so, but they don't know, like first time you go in, you almost don't believe it. Especially, I mean, to be fair, I'm the one that was telling him, like, he's like, this motherfucker's gonna try to get me arrested at the United Center in Chicago. He's gonna go in there and grab a beer and get fucking thrown out.
Yes.
Because even like with my wife, I had done it once without her, and then I went back with her, and she's like, I'm like, let me show you this. She go in and we scan it, and I'm like, yeah, there's cameras everywhere. They're watching. The cameras are like checking you and stuff, and then you just walk out. And the only thing is you gotta open the beer. You
Oh,
know, they can't give you an
you
unopened
gotta
beer.
open it and like drop it in front of like a clerk or something.
Well, there's a clerk standing by just to make sure you're opening it. And that's all.
Yeah.
Because I, yeah, because Jody was talking and it's like, so just do this and this. She's like, yeah, you just gotta, just can you just actually get open it? I'm like, yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
But apparently, they Amazon admitted their dirty little secret about the technology behind that.
Ayo. Bo bo bo
There
bo.
is no technology behind it.
Really?
The cameras literally feed to some data center in India where people are watching monitors to watch you pick stuff up off the shelf and keying it into the system. And then if you take it out, they have to, I guess, undo it or whatever because people, you know, pick stuff up and then put it back down.
Got you.
So it's literally like a virtual call center in India just watching you shop.
Oh my God. Okay. The technology.
Right.
It's like my favorite joke, man. And like it goes back to it's I mean, it's funny because it's like people have to do it, like technology isn't there. But there's like they talk about like the temples of Egypt and how they're built, and then like there are literally temples built in Mexico and in different areas. And you know, Egypt, they talk about aliens doing all this stuff, but nobody questions like how all the
it?
Yeah, nobody questions how, you know, the natives in Mexico like did all this stuff. It's just, it's so weird that like there's, it just makes me laugh. There's no technology. It's always just people doing the dirty work.
So are you saying that the Egyptians were built? I mean, the pyramids in Egypt were built by Indian people in Indian call centers?
No, just lots of slave labor. Lots and yeah, lots of slave labor.
it's always the Indian call center, man. Now we're outsourcing every job, even the job of AI. Like, they can't even afford to pay AI. It's cheaper to pay people in India.
Right. They don't trust AI giving away discounts and shit,
right? So I heard a new Urban Dictionary worthy term recently.
So I'm afraid.
It is a
petrified.
It is a Massachusetts Slurpee.
Ugh. I don't even want to know, man. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, you do, man. Urban Dictionary is the best.
Dude, nobody uses these phrases. Like, maybe 5% of them are like
the only reason it's used is in the sentence, "Hey, have you looked up the term Massachusetts Slurpee on Urban Dictionary?" That is literally the only time that it's ever used in a sentence.
Right?
Or in a conversation or anything, is when other people are asking about if you've looked it up yet or not.
Exactly.
So, and most of them is just like either involving poop or too much work for it to be even feasible to be done.
Yes.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm afraid.
Are you putting yourself on a list?
I'm afraid.
All right. So I got it right here.
Yeah.
Ready?
Do it.
I mean, I know the answer is going to be no, but you're ready. So the Massachusetts Slurpee is a, when during intercourse, I love how like they also use proper, you know, family terminology. Like,
yes.
You know, I don't know if you ever watched like Judge Judy or whatever. And, you know, the person that's like fucked up, like two people are in a car accident and the person's like, "I was traveling in my automobile, obeying all of the laws and speed limits, when all of a sudden this hooligan came out of nowhere and collided with me."
Right.
You know? So, when during intercourse, right before the girl climaxes, which again, that's a lot of work to figure that one out. Like, timing that, it's like, are you? You get it wrong. So, you whip out a straw, you pull out, and then you take a straw and you put it into her vagina. And once the straw is in there, you masturbate until you perform the money until you can perform a money shot in quotations into the straw, which funnels down into said vagina. I mean, the only thing that I'm kind of disappointed about is at no point is it recommended that anyone drinks out of the straw, because that's, I thought that's immediately where it would be going next step, right?
I don't even understand.
They're almost keeping this one wholesome compared to some of the other stuff that they put on there.
It's so dumb. Like, it's not even like remotely real. Like, how right. Do you, like, nobody is thinking of doing this. Well, maybe like one stupid person, but nobody else.
I know, like, during college, when I was in college and I'd hang out with my buddies at their frat house, they had different things they would talk about doing, but they would joke about it, but and kind of almost dare each other to do it, but nobody would do it. Pre internet of Urban Dictionary, like the big one was the there was two that they would do, but the main one was the moose, where, you know, doggy style, and right as you ejaculate, you put your hands up like antlers and you yelp like a moose as you come. Arr! You bellow like a moose. That was the term I was looking for, bellow.
Bellow.
Yes.
Bellowing. Nobody's doing
But I
this.
don't think I know any
Ain't nobody
either.
got time for any of this.
Well, also it's like it's with a, you can do that with a girl you don't plan on seeing again.
I guess so. You just want to be that horror story that she always talks about when she's out
Yes.
drinking with the girls.
I was with this one guy one time.
He made a moose noise.
He made a noose. Yeah, he was behind me, and all of a sudden I heard a moose noise. But then the other one was there was one guy that was in the frat house, but I think they regretted letting him in. I think he was like a Legends one or whatever, where like his brother got in, and they're like, "Well, my brother was in the fraternity, so you have to let me in." And so he was from the Pittsburgh area, and so he had a Steelers poster. And so basically, like multiple dudes took chicks down there onto his bed to have sex, so they wouldn't mess up his their room or bed. And so then it
That's
became like
so weird.
the joke pickup line became, "Hey, you want to check out? Want to see a Steelers? Want to see a cool Steelers poster?"
Wow. That's savage.
Yeah, just go to bed and you got some other couple's wet spot on your bed.
Jeez.
Fucking fraternity boys, man. At least they weren't like I guess that was the worst of the hazing they did, and it wasn't because they were trying to torture him as a new member. They just decided they didn't like him anymore and wanted him to move out of the house.
Yeah.
So they're trying to terrorize him to moving out. Oh, and they also had like the black box of with the cable, got all the channels. And I remember one time one of the guy's girlfriends got mad because he brought her over and because he needed to pick up a couple things, and he was there for a while. And midget porn was on. Like, why the fuck am I watching midget porn at somebody else's house?
Who
Like,
knows?
should you be watching midget porn at your house? Is that what you regularly?
Yeah, this is my house. I live here. I can do what I want.
I was like, just waiting for, my buddy too to get ready and we could take off. But yeah, it's like, why is there? I just remember like they're on a playground somewhere having sex, like a midget and like a regular sized woman. The core childhood memories.
Times were different back in the 90s.
If it wasn't, if we weren't playing, they weren't playing FIFA soccer, it was midget porn. Or at least the porn channels.
I like how you said FIFA
Well, yeah, FIFA, whatever year it was, FIFA 95 on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, so there's the anime still ending. A couple more episodes have ended. We're trying to wrap up a few, but this past winter season, Solo Leveling, which was supposed to be a real big named one, it kind of dropped down in the ranks. I think it still made top 10, but it was,
Yeah,
I think it was in
like
like
seventh, eighth.
the bottom five.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I know, I guess the artist who drew it, he's passed away from the comics. It's also, I don't know too much about the origin. I know it was always like a pretty big one. Dude, I thought it had some good hype in the beginning. It hit some, I don't care for the storytelling in Solo Leveling. Like it feels like it's like it takes like three episodes for it to get through to like the next like scene. So it's like, end of dungeon, post dungeon, starting to lead up to the new dungeon, lead up to the new dungeon, start the get about to ready to start, and then like starts the dungeon. It's like it has a very super repetitive way, and it just feels so slow.
Right. And well, when the last episode aired, As it was ending, I'm like, wait, this doesn't feel like the final episode of a season. It feels like the final episode of a story arc,
Yes.
where they're setting up the world, they're setting up the rules of the world with the gates, they're setting up the rules of people having powers, the way that basically you're born with your powers unless something extraordinary happens and you can, and some people can reawaken and get more powerful. So, and you know, and then it kind of sets up that he's not keeping it as secretive as he thinks he is, because they keep like all the dungeons, all the gates which lead to the dungeons are all basically super highly regulated, and the different guilds can basically buy them, bid buy them, and then hope that whatever they mine out of it, from whether it's drops or whatever, like there's like different things they can actually physically mine out of there, that they hope they can get more in value out of. And so he's going through, and there's this guy that he ends up partnering up with a level, and his dad has a guild, but he wants to name the older brother the head, and he's like, well, I want to be the head of the guild, but I have to do all this stuff. And he's like, but I just started adventuring. And so he kind of hooks up, like basically pays the hero to do it, and they're going through and buying all these certain levels of dungeon. And it's like, you don't think that's going to fucking trigger something? You got this guy that's, you know, this guy's kid who's buying up all the dungeons, and he's got like random people in a party, and you're there, and you've already kind of jumped on the radar because of how you quote unquote died. Like you're a part of like a group that went into a dungeon, and one of what, a handful like survivors in that one. There was like four, I think, or five. And then you went to another dungeon and something happened, and like one of the guild higher up hunters got killed, and you were pretty much one of the three people that survived that. You know, it's like you're starting to put your fucking name on the radar for someone who's, you're flying pretty high for someone who wants to keep on the down low.
Exactly. Oh, definitely. And then it's like it cliffhangs so bad on the last episode. And we have to wait until like the end of 24 for like the next season or the continuation of the
If they even
show.
do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because there's like this island they keep talking about, and they had done a raid there before, and basically, like, if everybody, people, pretty much everybody that went there died. And so they got this new group, and they're not supposed to go and raid the dungeon, but just kind of check out the area. Well, that's the thing, too, that they establish is if the dungeon isn't cleared within a certain amount of time, the dungeon, the ant, the creature, the monsters inside will break out of the dungeon.
Correct.
And so this is one that people tried to raid, but they, you know, destroyed, but they didn't. And so all the animals are on this island.
Yes.
And so they're sent over to basically scout the island. And they make, they're, you know, when they're getting ready to leave, they're the guy that's basically putting his name on the line for that group to go over there. You know, they make sure to let the audience know that they're not going to raid it. But as they get there's monsters in the water, and like they're attacking the helicopter they're flying in, and they're like, wait, that's not supposed to happen. The monsters are evolving in the season.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. It's iffy. It's not bad, but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's very choppy.
Right. I mean, as slow as the story was, though, the fight scenes and the stuff in the dungeon was animated very well.
Oh, yeah, I would say I would say so. Like the animation, the fight scenes are pretty good. I think the story is just too choppy for me. I think it could be better.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why it fell as it got further to the end, but hung in the top 10, because it was definitely a lot better than a lot of stuff that came out last season.
Yeah, no,
It.
definitely. So, all right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thanks for hanging out for another fun-filled episode. Make sure you check us out on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, all of them other magical places, Facebook, Instagram, Untappd, and so forth. You guys take care, and we'll see you next time.
Later.